When Lekan Chewitt Jr. first joined the Tyonek Volunteer Fire Department this summer, the cavernous garage that housed the aging equipment was a mess. Gear was on the floor, one of the garage doors didn't open, and only a few lights worked.
The firefighters were coming in and getting dressed in practically darkness. They would open the doors. My question was, what are you going to do when winter comes around? And they said, we got flashlights.
So Lekan raised money through Facebook to buy new lights. Then he set to work fixing the doors, repairing the trucks, and getting the heater to work again.
I just Google everything, and then I say, I can do that. And I just start doing it.
Lekan, who also goes by Tim, Timothy, and Lee, was not always Mr. Helpful. We walk down one of Tyonek's six streets, and he points out a few buildings, like the old tribal center.
There's a little opening right there. I'd climb up there and get through there, climb in the attic, and steal stuff from there.
Lekan says he started out stealing food with his cousin when he was 8. By that point, he and his siblings had already been in and out of the foster care system because his parents were alcoholics. Over and over, when he tells the story, he blames himself. He says his actions triggered investigations into the family. His actions got his siblings separated again and again. When he was 10, he was arrested for the first time for taking a motorcycle and sent to McLaughlin Youth Center for 3 days. By his mid-teens, he was stealing regularly, drinking, and using pot.
At that time, I believed that my life was so crappy, people can afford to give something to me. I think I expected things.
So he just took them. Lekan's cousin, Jane Standifer, looked after him throughout his childhood. She says he wasn't always that way.
He was a pretty good kid. He was always curious. He would take radios and all different things apart. And we're like, Timothy, what are you doing? We used to call him Tim. And he'd say, I'm trying to figure out how it works.
Jean says it was hard when he left the village and ended up in prison.
It really hurt. Missing all those years with him and watching him grow, and I almost want to cry now. But
Lekan says his first few experiences with incarceration had no impact on his behavior. He didn't bother taking any classes or trying to get sober. He'd leave, he'd steal again, he'd go back. He even escaped twice. Finally, in December of 1992, he was caught for armed robbery in Fairbanks and sentenced to 29 years in prison with 9 suspended. For the first year, he was in segregation because of his escapes and was only allowed outside of his tiny cell for 2 hours per day.
We had other inmates we can yell up and down the halls, have conversations through the, basically lying on your bellies talking underneath the door.
They talk about their lives, the inadequacies of the system, and computers, because one guy liked computers. So Lekan started getting magazines and teaching himself about them. Eventually, he got out of the hole, was sent to Arizona, and started taking classes. He learned social skills by watching PBS, and he met a counselor who finally helped him understand the impacts of his actions.
The things that I thought were little made a big impact on people's lives. You go into their home, you take away more than just their possessions. You take away their safety.
As we walk toward the clinic where Lekan now works as the EMS coordinator, he talks about learning to rechannel his skills. He says he kept repeating one thing to himself.
There were people that talked to me who said, you are better than this, you're smart, you can lead this village one day. They saw something that I wasn't seeing.
When Lekan started seeing it, he sobered up, became a mentor in prison, and in 2006 was released to Anchorage. He says he didn't want to go straight back to Tyonek. He still had things to work on.
And make sure that I'm comfortable with who I am before I come back home, because I don't want to bring a mess back home and start over where I was.
He started with a job at IHOP and eventually spent 7 years at the Food Bank of Alaska. But this summer, he decided it was time to move home and take care of his mother. The volunteer firefighters didn't know what to expect when Lekan showed up to join the crew. But Gwen Chickaluchin says they quickly warmed up to him. Having Tim the Tool Man around helped morale.
Yeah, it's a lot better. We come in, we turn the lights on, it gets bright, it's not dim anymore. The door will open when we push a button. So, yeah, and the door opens and closes on the truck. Yeah, because before we didn't know, I wasn't going to try to fix it.
Lee Khan says once he started fixing things, people pitched in to get the fire station in order. One afternoon, he arrived as they finished up organizing.
We moved the trucks back in, and I just walked around, and I thought, this is a new home for me, I think.
Lee Khan's come full circle, back to the village of his childhood, where he was kind and curious, still taking things apart to see how they work. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.